Bree, Maggie Hare. St. Helena, California, January 13th, 1910. Dear Sister Maggie, I have not troubled you with any of my letters, but I have the same respect for you that I have ever had. I do not recollect that we have ever had any serious misunderstanding. We appreciated your labors very much. And now I write you to ask you, will you help me again? There is plenty of work your husband can do right on the place we occupied when you were here, and we would welcome yourself and your husband. I do not know but that I do as much public labor as I have ever done. 5 months of the past year I was away from my home, traveling constantly and speaking in important meetings. God gave me strength, and I praise the Lord that I am able to build my own log fire and go up and down stairs as readily as any one of my family. Now we will welcome you and your husband and child. The way we are situated is just exactly as it was when you were here. You could arrange your home to suit your own wishes. We give you the most hearty welcome, and your husband and child. Minnie was sent for to help care for her sister, who is insane. We feel very sorry for the family who are thus afflicted. But we would have kept Minnie if she had not felt she must go, and we dared not say nay. Faithfully she prepared my copy, and all that she could do, and I would, when handling this copy, say in mind, and sometimes express aloud, I thank Maggie Hare for her faithful arrangement of my many writings. We will have all you can do, and we will not begrudge you the attention you give to your family. For there are places right on these premises that you can find all you will be pleased to handle. Your time you must judge the safest for you to come. But be assured we have missed you very much. I am writing this by lamplight, and I repeat my hearty invitation as soon as you deem the most safely to come on the water. The Lord has wonderfully preserved my health of mind and health of body. Good is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. My mind has been clear, and I wish you could have been present at our Washington-Tacoma camp meeting. It was a wonderful meeting for me and for the people. The Lord imbued me with His Spirit and with His power all through that meeting. The power of God gave me the testimony to come to the people in a most remarkable manner. Well, praise the name of the Lord. I have had evidence the Lord will sustain me. I want to meet you and your family, your husband and your child. Now I must say good night and retire.